It's a Schlissen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, Tisha B'Av is approaching us. And what I want to do today is talk about Tisha B'Av and then bring it in and talk about different questions we have from Parshas Veschanan. And we're going to ask a couple of questions like we always do. And hopefully we'll come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Rambam writes, the Rambam, or Moshe ben Maimon, who lived in 1135 to 1204, he writes in Hilchos Tefillah, in Parak Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, he's talking about, quoting from Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Lamed Aleph, about all the different, Ezra was mesaken for Klal Yisrael to read different parashos in different times, and he says that the min of Pashut is that you should read Bamidbar before Atzeres, you should read Bamidbar before Shavuos, Veschanan Acha Tisha B'Av, and then you should read Parshas Veschanan after Tisha B'Av, Atem Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and you should read Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. And the first question we're going to ask is, how come Tisha B'Av we're talking about afterwards? Maybe we should say the Parsha Devarim before Tisha B'Av. Why does the Rambam emphasize that Parshas Veschanon should be read after Tisha B'Av? What's it all about? Question one. We know the Gemara tells us in Tainis and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that we know five things happened on Shivaser B'Tammuz and five things happened on Tisha B'Av. And of those things on Tisha B'Av, which we're going to focus on, we know that the Meraglim sinned, and we lost the first and the second Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Adaf Kufdaud Amud Beis, Bacho Tibche Balayla, we know that we read in Eicha, so we're going to be sitting on the floor, and we're going to be reading Eicha, Bacho Tibche Balayla, that we are crying. And we know that the Gemara tells us in Tainis, on Daf Chavtes, that we had a Bechiel Ledoros, we're crying for generations and generations, and we're still on the floor, and we're still crying for the Beis Hamikdash. However, it's very perplexing, because we know the Gemara in Sota says that really when the Meraglim came and they were throwing stones, Kaveyochel at Hashem, they were rebelling against Hashem. So what was this whole thing about the crying, and they cried fake tears, and Bechiel Ledoros, what's it all? They rebelled against Hashem in the Meraglim. So what is this crying? What is the Bacho Tibche Balayla? What's the Yisod? We speak about it, we've spoken about it so many times, but a new idea a little of what happened with the Chet HaMeraglim. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Bechoros, a very interesting Gemara, they wanted to test Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and they say he's a very wise man, and they wanted to test him. So they came over to him, and they said, there's two eggs here, and we want to know which one came from a black chicken, and which one came from a white chicken. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya came back to him and says, give me a second. Goes into his house, he takes two pieces of cheese, and he says one came from a black goat, and one came from a white goat. And then the Chachamim were happy. What in the world does this mean? What is this story? What's the give and take of Yeshua ben Chananya? What are they asking him? What's his answer? Okay. Question, we'll call it question 2B. Off of the Gemara and Tainis and Raglin. Lastly, we got to have some questions about Parshas Veschanan, such a jam-packed Parsha. Again, as we spoke about last week, we spoke about the Ramban and the Radvaz. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his speech to Klal Yisrael 6 weeks before he was Nifter. He's giving on the speech, and he continues. And right in the first Pasuk of Parshas Veschanan, it tells us in Parag Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, Veschanan El Hashem, and I reached out. Rashi says, Veschanan is a lashon of tefillah. And Chazal tell us something really interesting. We know the gematria of Veschanan is 515. It says that's the gematria in Devarim Rabbah. They bring down. And Chazal say that Hashem said to Moshe, stop asking to come into Eretz Yisrael. If you ask one more time, I'm going to have to let you in. Beskanim, 5:15. If you ask another time, 5:16, I'm going to have to let you in. And then Moshe Rabbeinu stops. What? It's like, you guys tell a little kid, I'm going to give you a lot of treats. If you ask again, I'm going to give you another one. What? What's it all about? And furthermore, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter quotes in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, that how come Moshe Rabbeinu, all he wanted was to get into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see the Trumas and the Maisers, and we know that Klal Yisrael, they did a lot of Chatayim, but by Chet HaEgel, we know that they had a Kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu fought for them, and he said, give them another chance. Don't knock them off, don't destroy them. And we know Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Nechanun, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we say all the time, that Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Nechanun, that's coming from Hashem giving them a kapara. So ask the Rav Soloveitchik, ask the Rav, why by Moshe Rabbeinu he wasn't allowed to get in, but by Chet HaEgel they did have a kapara. And lastly, again, we're asking a lot of questions, we'll have to review, like always, but lastly, we know we read the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Vayeschanan. Again, so jam-packed. We're going to have to talk about everything, combine everything together, make it all one nice, make it nice. But we know that we read the Aseres HaDibros. So there are a lot of differences between Parshas Vayeschanan and Parshas Yisro. And one of the main glaring differences in the Aseres HaDibros is when it's talking about Shabbos. In Parshas Yisro, it says that why did he give you Shabbos? Because 6 days created the world, 7th day he rested. But it's very interesting. Parshas Beschonon, it says something else. It says in Perek Hey, Posek Tesvav, Vizacharta ki Eved Hayisi b'Meretz Mitzrayim, V'yotziyecha Hashem Elokecha Misham B'yad Chazakah B'Zroah Netuya. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Okay, Sibcha Hashem Elokecha La'asos as Yom HaShabbos. I gave you Shabbos, lassos, to do it, to make. So that's different. Before, in Parshas Yisro, 6 days he created the world, 7 days he rested. That was the Bria Sa'ola. However, over here it's about Mitzrayim. Why? What's the change? What's it all about? Okay, so again, we have a lot of questions. Let's just review them. Make sure we have it clear. If you want to go over them in the recording, you definitely can. But if you don't want to, let's just review them quickly. And again, we want to have a very meaningful Tisha B'Av this year. And we want to bring it into the Eschanan, so we need that Yisoy. Again, question one is, how come the Rambam says in Hilchas Tefillah that after Tisha B'Av we have Eschanan? Why don't you tell me what's before Tisha B'Av? Question 1b will say, is what was the sin of the Meraglim? They really rebelled against Hashem. What was this crying about? What was it all about? What was the Meraglim about? Second question is, what was going on in that Gemara? Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, they came to him and they said, listen, there's two eggs. Is it white? Is it black? And then he said, there's goats. He said, what? What's going on with that story? And lastly, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Beschanan, juiced up Parsha. How come Hashem said, Gematria 5:15 Beschanan, if you go and you say, ask me again, I'm going to have to let you in. Why wasn't he allowed in? But by Chet HaEgel, that's the Rav. By Chet HaEgel, they did get a kapara. And lastly, what's the difference between the Aseres HaDibros? Why in our Parsha is Lassos? Why are we linking it to Mitzrayim? What's it all about? So last year, I told a story in NCSY Kolel to my shir. Wow, it seems so long ago. Crazy. And I told them the following story, that there was a man, and his name was Meir, and he was married, beautiful marriage, to Chavi. And they were living such a beautiful life together, and they wanted to have children, and they wanted to start a family. And 1 year went by after the next, and unfortunately they couldn't have children. It was so hard not to have children, and they didn't know what to do. And they would dive in, and they would dive in, and they would go get Itza and get ask people for segulas and do whatever they can and dive in for other people that couldn't have children. And it just... they couldn't have children. Finally, after 12 years, Javi wasn't feeling well. Another day, and another day, and another day, she wasn't feeling well. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I want to tell you amazing news. You're pregnant. So Meir and Javi, their whole lives, have been waiting for this child. They've been waiting, waiting, waiting to start their family with this child. Mom is anticipating, they're so excited. Everything's going okay. Having checkups, making sure everything's okay. And then the day that they go to the hospital, she's due. Her water breaks, and they rush to the hospital. And everything seems to be okay. And then during the whole course of while they're in the hospital, the face of the doctor, you see like his whole face changes. And Meir turns to the doctor and says, what's going on? And the doctor says, you have to go out. You have to go out. No, you can't be here. Just your wife, Javi, could be here. And Meir's like thinking, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? What's going to be? What's going to be? I've been waiting my whole life to start a beautiful family with Javi. Is everything okay? Davening and seeking out to the Rabbona Shalom. Finally, the doctor comes out with the nurses. And Meir's like, no, what's going to be? Is everything going to be okay? So he looks at him and says, I have very hard news to tell you. We could only save one of them. We could either save your wife or your child. You're not both going to be able, they're not both going to be able to make it. So Meir in the back of his mind, again, it's not a halakhic story, but Meir in the back of his mind, of course, he built his life with Javi, and he had all these dreams. Of course he's gonna choose his wife. So he goes into the room and says, Javi, this is crazy, but don't worry. I love you so much. Nothing will ever stop me, and it's okay. Whatever God wants is gonna happen. And Javi turns to Meir and says, Meir, listen. I know, they told me also, it's either me or the baby. You've been waiting for a baby. We want to continue. Go after generation to generation. It's my life. I decide. And we are going to save the baby. And Meir's back and forth and saying, no, no, no. And Javi says, no, this is what's going to be. And the baby's born. And his name is Binyamin. And Javi doesn't make it. And Meir is a single parent raising little Binyamin, obviously getting help from the community, from his parents and from Javi's parents, raising this little boy. And he's raising him and raising him. Baruch Hashem, he's raising him in a good way, in a tzaddik way. And it came to Binyamin's bar mitzvah. Everyone's waiting. The whole community comes out. And Meir is coming and telling the story how Javi was literally Moser Nefesh, giving up her life for this child, for the future of Klal Yisrael. And getting all emotional. And every single person there is crying. And Meir says, this is the first time that on the day of his bar mitzvah, Binyamin is going to be able to say Kaddish for his mother. And here's the moment. Everyone's been waiting. Binyamin's going to say Kaddish for his mother. Such an emotional moment. And Binyamin gets up. And Binyamin says, Yiskadal v'yiskadash mein rabah. And just says Kaddish. And everyone can't believe it. Afterwards, Meir goes over to his son and says, I don't get it. Where was the emotion? Your mother gave up her life for you. what happened? And Binyamin turns to his father and says, Dad, Abba, I never knew Mommy. I know she gave me her life, but I never knew her. Comes along the Heilige Dubna Maggid. And the Dubna Maggid, again, he has such powerful stories. Such powerful stories. They tell stories at certain times. He would tell certain older people that they're not allowed to come to the shir. Because if you come to the shir, I'm very nervous for your health. He was a very powerful speaker. A very powerful man, the Dubna Maggid. We know that when the Vilna Gaon was on his deathbed, the Vilna Gaon said, all I want is the Dubna Maggid to come and give me Musar. Tell me over stories and tell me over Mishalim. The Dubna Maggid was very powerful. Very powerful. So he says that this is a mashal. Meir, the father, represents the Ribbono Shalom. Is Hashem. And his wife represents the Beis HaMikdash, his home, where the Shekhinah rested. And Binyamin, the little boy, represents Klal Yisrael. And it's very hard. We're going to be sitting on the floor. We're going to be talking about the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be talking about destruction. We're going to be talking about all these hard things about a Tisha B'Av. And there's so many amazing shiurim that we're going to be able to watch and different videos and different things all over. And we're trying to gain inspiration, but Tisha B'Av is a very hard day. It's a very hard day to really feel. Because we never had the Shekhinah. We never had the Beis HaMikdash. We never saw the Beis HaMikdash. So how can we make this Tisha B'Av? How can we make it greater? How can we feel that we're really missing something? What's it all about? We all know that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. Hashem, He loves us. And just because we go through hard things and we have destruction and things are not always how we want them to be, Hashem is doing it for a reason, and we don't always understand everything. But He's not indifferent to us. He just doesn't not care about us. He loves us so much, and He cares about us so much. And Hashem says, you know, I'm doing these things for you. You know, you could have two events. Sometimes it's so clear. Right, you have a father who takes his children to a baseball game or takes them out for an outing, to a hike, to a park, and it's so clear, you see the love. You see the love of the father and the children doing things together. And sometimes you see an event where something looks wrong, where someone, chas v'shalom, gets hurt, and the father is holding the child down, and the child is screaming. And to a person just passing by, wow, what's this father doing to the child? What, he's trying to hurt him? What's he doing? But we know that the father is trying to do what he can to help the child. With the tsaris that we have in Tisha B'Av, again, we don't fully understand it. We're not here to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we're here to make the Ribbono Shel Olam more part of our lives. So many times we're focused on our problems. We're focused on what's not happening well for us. And we're so focused on that. You know, they say B'Shem Rav Noach Weinberg, who was a Rosh Yeshiva of Esh HaTorah, he wrote in his Sava that everyone should spend 3 minutes sitting down on the floor. And now we have a Tisha B'Av to sit on the floor and think about how much pain the Ribbono Shel Olam's in. He wants the relationship with us. He wants to bring the Shekhinah back. He wants to be with us. He wants to have a final Geula. He wants it. He's longing for it. It's not just us that's longing. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is in the Galus with us. He loves us. He's in Bidud with us. He's in our lives. But we need to make Him part of our lives. So through the tsara, through the difficulty, and although while you're in the difficulty, we don't understand it, but it's when you look back and you see the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our hands, holding our hands like that father, that although the kid is in pain, he's helping him. Let's try to answer some of these questions. Because I think with this Yisod, I think this Yisod could answer up a lot of these questions. I saw Reb Fran, they have a special program, Shiva Hakotel, the Vayichan program, all the big Gedolim, the Rosh Hashivas, from everyone, Achdus of all Klal Yisrael. And I saw Reb Fran on it, again, hundreds of people involved, bringing Achdus to Klal Yisrael. That's what Klal Yisrael needs, which we speak about so much, the Achdus. And Reb Fran said, beautiful, he said that, what was the Meraglim sin? So we've spoken about it before. We've spoken about Meraglim, we've spoken about it a lot. We've spoken about Parsha Shlach. Chazer over a little. Chavitzchayim, Chelik Sheni, Perik Yates writes that they didn't hold of themselves. They didn't believe in the Tzelem Elokim. The Netziv, the great Netziv says, Anachnu Kechagovim. They said we're nothing. They didn't have self-confidence with themselves. And therefore they felt they couldn't do it. They couldn't go into it, Eretz Yisrael. Or Fran quotes a different shot. You know what happened? You know what happened wrong with the Meraglim? They started crying. You know why they started crying? They didn't take 2 seconds to just stop and think. Hashem has done everything for them. Okay, although maybe it looks to you, he's not going to do it for you. You're going into a land that's hard, that giants. Take a step back. You just jumped in. You jumped to conclusions of what you thought was going to happen. And you looked at it a certain way. But if you just took a step back, and said, wow, although it looks like one way, but it's not, like we're saying now, although it appears one way, but it's not. The Ribbono Shel Olam is loving us. He cares about us. But they just jumped. They jumped into it. The Gemara, we know the famous Gemaras that we could learn on Tisha B'Av. Kamsa bar Kamsa. Right, a crazy story. The Gemara says in Gittin, in Zion, in Ches, that Kamsa bar Kamsa led to the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. This story, he invited him, and then he didn't really invite him. Bar Kamsa said, I'll pay for everything. If Kamsa just stopped for 1 second and said, okay, what's the big deal? The Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. It was this idea that you just have to stop for a second. So many times things go wrong because we just jump to our impulses. But that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Hashem is saying, I love you, I care about you so much, and I know you're on the floor right now, and I know you're living in a world right now that you don't know what's going to be, and things change so fast, and it's people's anxiety levels are so high, and it's scary, and it's very scary, but I'm with you. And I love you, and I care about you. But I need you to care about me. I care about you. I'm your loving father. I love you. I do everything for you, but I need you to care about me. Comes along the Halakha Marsha in Bechoris. And the Marsha says, what in the world is going on with this story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya? Two eggs, they bring to him two eggs. And he turns to them and says, two goats. What's going on here? Weird story. A couple lines, what's going on? So says the great Marsha, that we know an egg, the gestation period of an egg is 21 days. Unbelievable. Go look on the computer, it's 21 days. Very, very, right? An egg hatches 21 days. Says the Marsha, that we find in Jewish history, in the Jewish calendar, there are 21 days of Tsar, which starts from Shavasar B'Tammuz, in 3 weeks, leading to Tisha B'Av. And then there's 21 days of going from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, to a Sukkot, and then to a Shana Rabbah. Comes along the Marsha and says, this is, they came to Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Hanan Union, they said, there's two eggs here. There's two eggs. Is it black or is it from a white chicken? They were referring to the 21 days of the Ben HaMitzarim, what we're in right now, the Tisha B'Av, the climax, which is black, or the 21 days of the brachas, the 21 days of going from a Rosh Hashanah to a Hoshana Rabbah. And he turned to them and he answered, I have a goat that has white milk and it has black milk. And the goats represent the idea, as we know on Yom Kippur, we have a Sir LaHashem and Sir LaZozel, that we have that Sir that goes for the Yom Kippur service, and we have Sir LaZozel that acts as a kapara, that we throw off the cliff. The Gemara is in Yuma, and we throw off the cliff. So says the Maharsha, beautiful, that you have a Sir LaHashem and Sir LaZozel, and even though you throw it off the cliff, and it looks so bad and destruction, it's still there's a kapara for Klal Yisrael. A Sir LaZazel is really the kapara for Klal Yisrael. So it comes along the Marsha, and the Marsha says is that like we're saying now, this is sowed, that even through the darkness, even through the 21 days of darkness of the 3 weeks of the Ben HaMitzarim going to a Tisha B'Av, you put it together with the 3 weeks of going to a Hoshana Rabbah, representing the idea that even through the darkness, we push forward, we move forward. And although when you're in the moment, you don't see that, but afterwards you look back and you see, wow, we can move forward. We can look for greatness. That's what it's all about. How we can look for greatness. Because Hashem loves us. He wants us to be part of Him. He wants us to think more about Him. What's pshat in the Rambam? That's the pshat, maybe. That the Rambam says is that after Tisha B'Av, you look at Parshas Vayeschanan, because we're a people that look, don't we learn from our mistakes, but we look to the future, we move forward, we look at Parshas Vayeschanan. Vayeschanan El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, all he wanted to was get into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said no. His tefillah, even though he couldn't get into Eretz Yisrael, his tefillah was still there. The Gemara says in Brachos Davav, and no tefillah is wasted. Every single tefillah is accepted through Ribono Shel. Says the Rav, so how come Klal Yisrael got a kapara with Chet HaEgel, and he didn't get a, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't? Says the Rav, because there was a tzibur. There was a tzibur coming together, acting as one big family. And if we all act together as one big family, that was destroyed us, the sinas chinam, of having this hatred for one for the other. But if everyone comes together, then that will create the achdus. What's pshat with the idea of the Aseres HaDibros? So it's very interesting, because parts of Aschanan, we read about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We read the parsha of Shema Yisrael, found in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. And very interesting, we know that the Chinuch says that if you look in the midst of Shema, there's two ideas. There's one, there's the recognition of the Ribono Shel, and there's also the idea of commitment to His service, that you want to serve Him. Comes along the Abu Draham, the great Rishon, the Abu Draham, and the Abu Draham says that these two ideas are separate ideas, and the Kriyat Shema is alluding to the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, Asher Hotzischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Lo, you don't have any other gods. These are found in Kriyat Shema. As the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Samach Aleph, Os Aleph, he says that when you have Echad, you should focus on the Chet. Why? Because Chet is 8, Gematria 8. You have the 7 heavens and the earth. And then when you get to, when you get the Echad, and then focus on the Du, and focus, why? Because the Dal represents the 4 corners of the earth. Comes along the Rambam, the Yesod HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that if you want to see the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, you want to see His magnificence, look at the creation. Look what the Ribono Shel Olam has given us. He's given us so much. He's given us just the little things. They say Rav Yehuda Miller used to take out a little seed and open it up and show show the bonus from right there, how a little seed could create a little apple, could create an apple tree, and one little seed. You know, I was just looking at recently, you know, it's all beautiful in Nancy Stroll. I was looking at the trees, and I saw the bees, and just all the detail, the yellow, and unbelievable. So it says in Shir Hashir, in Parak Beis, Pasuk Dal, and I'm sick with love, the Ahava that I have for you, the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's one element. But the next element, as the Rambam says, and the Chinuch says, it's not just about the creation. It's about L'maisa, what do I do? How do I bring it into my life? How do I bring the Torah into my life? It's going to be a different Maariv for you. We say in Maariv, we say, what do we say? In Maariv, we have two focuses. In the first paragraph, right before the Kriyat Shema, the first paragraph talks about the creation, all the different things. And then, in the second paragraph, you know what we focus on? The Torah, the Chukim Mishpatim, the Mitzvos. That's what it's all about. The Torah and the Mitzvos, how I can make it, the Ribono Shel Olam, in a big God, but now we can make it more practical. And that's what it's all about. It's about taking what you see from the Ribono Shel Olam and then making it L'maisa. Shabbos. We said, how come Shabbos? In Parshas Yisro, it's the creation of the world. And now in Parshas Vaeschanan. Why? Because Shabbos is lassos, is what we can do. Yes, Hashem's the creator, but what can I do? How can I make it more practical? That's what Shabbos is about. It's the lassos, it's the mitzvahs, it's the Talmud Torah, it's the chesed. So we see that this is the idea. The idea is that we have a Tisha B'Av, and we're sitting on the floor, we're reaching out to the Ribono Shel Olam, and we're making it real, and we're inspired. We have a lot of, there's a lot of things that we have to daven for. A lot of things going on in this world, a lot of changes. Everyone's going to be speaking about Corona and how the world changes so fast and we're not in charge and Hashem runs the show, and that's probably the main thing that everyone's going to talk about. It's going to be like cliche after a little while, and it's true. There's more emunah going on. But it's about the idea of moving forward, about taking what we have. And again, while we're in it, it's very difficult, but realizing it's all from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's Vaeschanan. Vaeschanan El Hashem is that we reach out to the Ribono Shel Olam with our tefillos, and we reach out. There's so many Mamre Chazal that talk about this. Yirmiyahu in Parak Aleph, which was the beginning of the 3 weeks, about the Makel Shaked. Hashem says, "Nu, where are you, Yirmiyahu?" And Yirmiyahu says, "What do you see?" And he says, I see a rod. He says, "Do you see something on that stick?" He says, "Yeah, I see prachim, I see almonds, I see it's blossoming." Hashem says, "Okay, that's great. Because if you see a stick, but then you see the blossoming, that's what Klal Yisrael is about." At the end of the Gemara Makos, Daf Chof Dalet, Rabbi Akiva always looking at the positive. Rabbi Akiva says, "It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Even through the destruction, there's going to be the outcome." The Navi of Zechariah. And that's what this week's parasha, Nachamu, Nachamu. The Nachamu, the Nechama for Klal Yisrael, as an individual, how we could take things upon ourselves and we could do so much. And the Nachamu as a collective unit, coming together, as Rosh Halvachik says, coming together, that's why we had a kapara. So right now, we have a Tisha B'Av. We have a lot to daven for. We have to learn from the mistakes of the Meraglim. They had a Bechia. They just jumped. They just jumped into things. They didn't think things through. They didn't believe in themselves. And we can learn from the mistake of the Meraglim. But from this Rambam we see that we look to the future. From Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Gemara Bechoros. 2 eggs. Yeah, we have the 21 days, the gestation period of an egg. Of the 3 weeks of the Tisha B'Av, but we also have the 3 weeks leading to Hoshana Rabbah, and we put it together, and that's how we view our lives. That even through our struggles, even through the hardships, That's how we're going to make greatness. And that's how we're going to make the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we're going to build it. We're going to bring the Shekhinah back. We're going to bring the Ribono Shel'Olam's home back. And although it's hard, if anyone tells you it's not hard, I don't know. It's hard. But we want the Shekhinah. We love Hashem. And the way we could show our love to Hashem is with our tefillah, is within our Liman HaTorah, is in this idea of connecting the Emunah to the Ribono Shel'Olam, realizing that He's there for us, He loves us, He wants us to reach to Him, and He wants to just build this Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash that's going to be there forever. This is Hashem, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Let us learn from Parshas Beschanon. Let us learn that's the whole idea of Aseres HaDibros, bringing the Ribono Shel'Olam into our lives. The Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Realizing the Anochi, that the Ribono Shel'Olam is with us. He loves us. He cares about us. And through the hardships, we're going to get the greatness. Through the Tisha B'Av, through the difficulties, we're going to realize that the Ribono Shel'Olam loves us so much. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing, inspirational Tisha B'Av and Bezus Hashem lead into Parshas Beschanon, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And we should just keep on getting closer and have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash from Hei Rabbi Aminu. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.